I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. For years, federal regulations helped drive ozone pollution downward across the country. According to new research, wildfires appear to have reversed that trend. Through the mid-2010s, ozone concentrations were steadily decreasing across the country. And then, according to a new article in the journal Science, that trend switched, offsetting years of mitigation efforts. Author Meng Zhu says that in the American West, that reversal was even more dramatic.
The problem is that the west part of the United States not only is a source region of the wildfire, but also it suffers from the transport or transboundary smokes, or wildfire smokes.
Because of that, he says, any successful effort to address the unhealthy trend will need to be carried out not just between states, but also between neighboring countries. Colorado's tourist spending isn't growing like it used to. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Travel spending rose 2% to just more than $29 billion in Colorado last year, says a new report from Dean Runyon Associates. That's less than half the U.S. growth rate in travel spending. The report says Colorado is losing market share to other states. This year's data isn't available yet, but the lack of snow this winter and summer wildfires are expected to be a drag on tourism. Colorado Tourism Director Tim Wolf said during a webinar,
2026 is going to also be a tough year.
State officials say changes in federal policies are also weighing down tourism. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
This is KRCC and CPR News.